Have you ever had a stalker? Somebody who is forever watching you. Every breath you take, every move you make. Dr. Strangelove has. In fact, right now, he's in between stalkers, as we shall see here.
Oh, and that is the main reason why the current series of Up and Happy has to be kept more serious. You see, people don't like all the silliness.
Meh.
Oh, Dr. S, are you feeling okay?
Me? Oh, yes, I'm fine. It's Ollie Pop that you'll have to be worried about.
Why? Where is he?
Yes, I know he's sometimes hard to spot. That's why you should use these Ollie Pop spotter's binoculars.
Oh, yes, the lesser short-haired Ollie Pop. He's standing over by the window, looking out of the window with a pair of binoculars. What is he doing that for?
I'm twitching.
Must be all the E-numbers in those jam sandwiches he's so fond of.
No, birds. I'm looking at birds.
Doesn't that count as stalking?
What? Oh, God, no, not those type of birds. I meant the feathered variety. I am a bird watcher.
Never mind. You can go to classes to help you with that.
I'm a naturist and proud.
Naturalist.
Pardon?
Oh, never mind. At least you're not stalking anybody.
Well, you're stalking me. Put those binoculars down.
Oh, sorry.
I don't know what the big deal about stalkers is anyway. Where I come from, you're nobody unless you have at least one stalker.
Really?
Oh, yes. I mean, I, myself, am between stalkers.
Really? What happened to the last one?
I ate him.
What?
Yes, I know. I found it pretty amusing too. Allow me to elucidate.
You do and you clean it up afterwards.
Yes. Picture, if you will, the scene. There I was, dressed in best white jacket with matching pens and non-homicidal glove, walking back from the polo club. That's where we spent all night sitting around sucking on our mints. When suddenly I could hear this pitter-patter of tiny feet.
Pitter-patter of tiny feet?
Yeah.
You sure it wasn't Ollie?
Funny wee bee.
Anyway, I turned around sharply, and there, what did I see?
What did you see?
A lettuce.
A lettuce?
Well, it was not much in the way of leaf. In fact, you could say it was all stalk.
Oh, really? Well, if you're just going to keep telling stupid stories all night, stories which obviously are not true, then I'm out of here.
Hey, DS, you should talk rubbish more often.
Shut up! Hey, what's that?
I don't know. What's what?
There appears to be a man sitting in a black car across the road. He's watching us very intently through a pair of binoculars.
You mean he's stalking us?
You could say that you're stalking him. You've got binoculars too. So who's stalking who?
Oh, I'm confused.
Stalking me, stalking you, aha!
Right, that does it. I'm going to have it out in the open.
Don't give him an excuse for him to stalk you.
I meant I'm going outside to confront this man, whoever he is.
Oh, good luck.
Right, here goes. Hello? Would any stalkers please step forward and identify yourselves? Hang on. There's someone rustling in the bushes. It must be a stalker. Okay, stalker. Come out with your hands up. Oh, no. Don't say that you are my new stalker.
No, I'm not. But I could be if you wanted me to be.
Not really. Right now, I'd sooner be stalked by a complete and total axe-wielding psychopath.
You mean the one standing right behind you?
Salutations, my dear doctor.
Who the devil are you?
My name is Dr. Stratagem.
Strange!
No, Stratagem. And what you get when the typist spell checker automatically corrects things. Wongly.
Ah, you mean wrongly.
That is what I said. In short, I'm a stalker. And you could also say, your most deadliest rival.
So, you're a stalker and a rival, hmm? Well, two in one.
Exactly. Now don't go shooting your mouth off about me. I'm meant to be keeping myself quiet. Stalking doesn't work properly if the stalkee knows about it. By the way, would you care for a lettuce?
Ah, so you knew my previous stalker?
Oh yes, we kept in touch for several years whilst I was in prison.
How?
He sent me letters. That's how I know.
Letters? Oh, for goodness sakes!
Now then, I'm going to say goodbye. But before I go, I'd just like to sell to you, as a token of my friendship, the lettuce.
If you think I'm going to buy that wet, soggy article off of you, then you're barking up the wrong tree.
So's the lettuce.
A bit later.
Ah, there, that'll do.
Dr. S, why have you just nailed a lettuce to the wall?
It's a spot of cosplay. Get it? Cos, lettuce, play, cosplay. Oh, forget it.
Already have done.
I wasn't talking to you.
So, Dr. S, aren't you at all worried that you have a stalker after you again?
Not at all. Why, it's just one of the many prizes of fame and celebrityhood that comes with being a multimedia radio star. I'm surprised that you two don't have one.
Well, as a matter of fact, we do.
Eh?
Yep, he's up there on the ceiling.
What? Who is he? Hey!
Oh no!
The E-Man!
What a feeling when you're eeing on the ceiling!
Hey, careful! Don't ee on my desk!
Ee! Here, try eeing into my cup!
Ee! Ee! Ee!